Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The podcast playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Yo, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Darren Harris, and this is the Darren Harris Show. Thanks for joining me. Thank you for joining me. I really do appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know if I should be saying that, because today's title is There is Blood in the Cranberry Sauce, examining the unsettling truths behind Thanksgiving and should we continue to celebrate it. That's what I'm going to be talking about today on the program. But first, I want to check everybody's mental health, because I know that this time of year that mental health issues are wide open and they are out on the table. They really are. I have some issues. My week hasn't been the best week. It started off great and ended up in a ball of fucking flames. But then kind of fixed itself a little bit and salvaged itself a little bit. So, you know, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. But like I said, around this time of year, mental health is really nothing to play with. You know what I mean? So, you know, I have some friends. You know, I have some friends that have lost people that are very close to them. And this is their first year without them. And I just want to say that I love you and I am thankful for you and that you are needed. And this goes for everybody who is listening that didn't have anybody or doesn't have anybody or was down in the dirt or having those feelings of depression, you know, during this holiday season. I just want to let you know that you are loved, and there are people out there. I'm out here, okay? So if you don't have anybody, you have me. You can DM me, and we can holiday chat all you want to. We can talk about elves and drink hot cocoa and eat s'mores and all that bullshit if you want to. We got to do it virtually, but you get what I'm saying. So I just want to let everybody know that, because like I said, I suffer also. I suffer also. I had a really bad day yesterday. And Thanksgiving wasn't really, I mean, it was good in the respect that I got to spend it with some family, but it was kind of bad in the respect that I didn't really get to see some of the people that I really would have liked to have seen. And it was really hurtful, and you have to move on. I'm still grateful for these people. I'm still thankful for these people that they're in my life, and I will continue to be there for these people and you know, forever and ever, amen. But it, like I said, it was a little disappointing, and it did kind of put me down a little bit. But there was one thing that I did yesterday. My wife and I, we drove my nephew down back to his house down in Central Florida. And we stopped and we saw my father and we saw my dad. And I hadn't really spent a lot of Thanksgivings with my family because when I was in the food and beverage industry, I was always working. So I was always at work at night and I missed everything. I missed everything. I was missing every, because I was working, I was serving people. And shout out to everybody who serves people, by the way, during the holidays. It takes, you know, it's a big sacrifice for these people to be away from their families on the holidays, especially people whose career this is. Like, it was my career for many, many years, and finally it took its toll on me, and it kind of broke me, but, you know, it took its toll. It took a lot of years away from me. It took a lot of years away from my family, and I just want to say to those people out there that are in that similar situation that you are loved and you are thought about, and it does matter what you do, and I'm thankful for you as well. So let's get into it. Thanksgiving. What do we know about it? What do we really, really know about it? What do we know about it? Especially like us younger folks. Like, I mean, I didn't really know about it. I really didn't. And a lot of us really still don't know about it. We don't know. We rush around. We bend over backwards, and, you know, we go to church and we pray. And, you know, we invite family members and friends, and we get together and we give thanks for everything in our lives that has come to us, that has been good. But do we know the actual origin of Thanksgiving? What actually happened? What happened for this holiday to come about? Now, the reason I'm going through this is because I like to bake. I'm a baker, so I make pies and I do all kinds of stuff like that for my friends and family for Thanksgiving and really any holiday. But Thanksgiving, we all have a tendency to kind of go all out. And this year was no exception. I went all out. I think I made the best cakes that I ever made. But then I had to sit down and think about it for a little while. What am I really thankful for? And where did this actually come from? You know, where did it come from? Now, I kind of knew, and it was a little vague, but I kind of did a little bit more of a deep dive and decided that I wanted to do a little bit more of a deep dive so I could really kind of put myself there. And, you know, some of the things I found out, it was shocking. And not only was it shocking, it was fucking sad. You know, it let me down. It really kind of let me down because everybody has this construct of what America is and what we stand for. And, man, the more I peel the onion layers back, the more it's just more bullshit. And I hate to do this, you know, because, you know, I was born here in America. You know, I mean, is it my native land? No, but I was born here in America. I'm American. I like the idea of what America was, but the more I dig through our history, the more I am just disappointed. I'm super sad. I'm upset. And it just makes me feel bad. It's depressing. It really is. And now, before I even get into any of this, I know there's going to be some insensitive-ass racists out there. And I know that. And I know there's going to be, you know, people out there who don't really care or are very insensitive about these subjects. And I just want to say this off the bat before I even get started to all of those people. Fuck you. Okay? Straight up like that. And if you want to turn your shit off now, you're more than welcome. So I just want to say that to you. All of the people out there that are insensitive to this subject or you feel like I'm, fuck you. And you could kick rocks. Because this needs to be addressed. It needs to be said like so many other things in this world. It needs to be said and it needs to be acknowledged. And I will never look at Thanksgiving the same way as I have. So let's get into it. What does Thanksgiving mean to us? Now, we know what it means to us, but what does it mean to the indigenous people of this land? What does it mean to them? What does Thanksgiving actually mean to them? Well, for a good majority, it means murder. It means enslavement. I mean, I bet you didn't know, a lot of you didn't know that some of these natives were shipped back to Europe, separated from their families, and they were enslaved. I bet you a lot of folks didn't know that. That is a fact. But that's more history that's covered up. And they want to say, well, how do you know this? Trust me, it's the fucking truth. And I'll go ahead and say this also. I don't have to fucking prove nothing to none of you motherfuckers. You can look it up yourself. You can look it up yourself. You can do the research and do it yourself. And you don't have to fucking believe it. You know, because I know the truth hurts. But you know what they say about the truth? Sometimes the truth hurts the worst. So I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep digging in this. It was massacres. That's what it means to the natives. It means massacres. And for a lot of them, they don't really celebrate. They do. They come together on this day. They do come together. They do come together at this time of year. But they don't come together to like we do. They don't celebrate. They celebrate it as a day of mourning. It is mourning, a day of reflection for them. Because what happened to them was horrible. It was horrible. And then after that, and this really kind of fucked me up too. Not until motherfucking 1978. I mean, up until night, it was illegal for natives to practice their ritualistic ceremonies in public. In 1978, they passed the American Indian Religious Freedom Act, and that's what made it so that they could actually go out and really. That's why we can see the ceremonies that these people had in their indigenous land, in their land that we made law. Well, not we. I didn't make shit. Okay, let's get that the forefathers or the colonizers, I wouldn't even call them forefathers, the colonizers of this country put that law into place and made it so they didn't have to, again, so they didn't have to deal with it or look at it. So this is the story. All right. There was a feast, but it was a feast not for Thanksgiving. It wasn't this feast that everybody thinks. It was a feast to celebrate a successful harvest. That's what it was. The pilgrims were celebrating a successful harvest, and they were shooting off their guns and things like that. And the Wampanoag Indians, they heard this and they thought it was war. So they went to investigate. And you know, when they rolled up, they realized that you know, it wasn't really that. It wasn't what was going on. It was, they were celebrating. And when they realized that the Indians, they just kind of stayed around and parlayed. They ate, you know, they stayed around and ate. They just stayed around and ate food. Now, people seem to think that they all sat at the table and they ate together and, you know, they were serving. No. Because what it was is, you know, you forget where these people are from. These are natives and these are Europeans. The Europeans, they ate at the table. They ate at tables. The indigenous people, they ate on the floor because it was what it was their culture. It was the culture of the Europeans to sit at the table. That's their, so they sat at the table and the Indians sat on the floor. So it wasn't really like they even had dinner together. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even have dinner. They just was there celebrating this successful harvest, and that is what it was, no more, no less. And it was not planned, okay? So it wasn't a planned thing. They weren't, you know, they didn't run over to the tribe and go, okay, look, on Thursday, we're going to get together down here by the river, and you guys bring some macaroni and cheese, and you guys bring some candy yams, and you guys bring that cornbread that y'all said, and we going to bring some boiled chicken. I don't know. I don't know. But you know what they brought? Well, we'll get into that. So they stayed to eat. They ate and it was what it was. So how do we get to now, this holiday, Thanksgiving? How do we get to Thanksgiving? How do we get here from that where the Wampanoag Indians sat down and ate with, or were eating in the midst of the, and they were, make no mistake about it, they were not welcoming to the Indian. They were not. This there was not. No, it was not. Because listen, I mean, listen. It was best. The same way they felt about black folks is the same way they felt about the indigenous people of this land, all of them. And it wasn't like some friendly gathering. It was not that. So get that out of your head, okay? Erase that out of your head. Oh, yes, it was. No, the fuck it wasn't, okay? So get that out of your head. So this is how we got to where we are. In 1841, there was a guy. His name was Reverend Alexander Young. He was a Unitarian preacher. And he came across this letter written by one of the people who actually attended that dinner like 200 years ago. Like 200 plus years. This guy's name was David Winslow. I mean, I'm sorry, not David, Edward Winslow. His name was Edward Winslow. And he wrote this letter about what was going on, you know, kind of giving the 411 what was going on at this harvest dinner. And this reverend guy, he took this letter and he went through a bunch of other historical documents and some other literature, and he pieces parted it together, and he represented this letter as the account of the first New England Thanksgiving. That's how we got here. And it wasn't the first, but when this guy, I mean, this guy's a reverend. He put in, and it just caught on. It just caught on, and it spread like wildfire. Not wildfire, although I wouldn't mind some wildflower right now. But this is how it happened. This reverend guy rewrote this letter, presented it to people, and I get it. And I understand what he tried to do, but not really. I really don't. Because, I mean, It was not what everyone thinks it was, man. It really wasn't. And, you know, I really want people to understand the true dynamic. Now, people are like, well, was there an actual thing? Yeah, there was. There was Thanksgiving, though. They did have a Thanksgiving. But the Indians weren't invited. The Pilgrims, they did. They had Thanksgiving. They really did. They had their Thanksgiving. But the Indians were not invited to it, or to any of them, for that matter. And you ask why. Why? So why? Well, the reason is because the Pilgrims had just slaughtered all the Indians. They sat down to eat, thankful for the land. And this went on. This happened regularly. As a matter of fact, every time they had a big victory over the Indians, or they conquered some Indian tribe or displaced or massacred a bunch of people, they sat down and had huge feasts to give thanks. If you don't believe me, look up the massacre of the Pequot in 1636. And again, in 1676, with the Wampanoag leader, they killed the Wampanoag leader. His name was Metacom. And they killed that dude. And they celebrated. Thank you for this land that we just stole from these motherfuckers. And that, my friends, is how we got our Thanksgiving. In a nut, well, you know, kind of roundabout. There was a lot more to it. There was a whole lot more to it, man. There was a whole lot more to it. Really deep shit. And I sat back and I just had to sit down and think about it for a little while. And wow, man. The first thing I want to say is how bullshit that is. Just bullshit. Just, I mean, wow, just a fucking total bullshit job. They just spackled over all the truth and change that shit to make it look like it was the most wholesome and innocent, and it was anything but that. And I'm sorry, you know, I don't mean to be down on white people. I really don't. I'm sorry. It just happens that way. It just ends up that way. It's not me who did it. It's just the it's just happens that way. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where that comes from. And that's what they did. They came here and they just took these people's land. They killed them and they took their land and then they celebrated it. It's horrible. I don't know about this holiday anymore. Not in the respect that that we all think about it. Now, I am thankful for things. I am. And I have, it's a, you know, a good day, but my wife says it best. Why do you got to wait for one day to be thankful for your shit? Why you got to be wait for the one day to be thankful for all the good shit in your life? Why? That's a good point, babe. That's a real good point. And it's the truth. It's the honest to God truth. Why? Why do we need one day to sit and congregate and get with each other and tell each other that we love each other and that we are thankful to have each other in our lives and to be festive with each other? Because I'll tell you what, the atmosphere of it feels good. You're around your family. The history of it ain't real good. But the atmosphere of it, the way it feels to be around your family, even the one day, some people you haven't seen. Why do we need to? This is the reason that the world is the way that it is now, is because families have really separated. Family has separated. We don't really consider family to be family anymore. Certain people, they shit on their family. They shit all over their family on Thanksgiving. They really do. On all holidays, you know. I mean, it's hurtful. Some people they're just in it for themselves. Oh, I got to make this food. And they really kind of lose sight of really what you're supposed to be, you know, celebrating the holiday for. But even still, and it goes much, like I said, it just goes so fucking deep. This is the reason you're supposed to celebrate it, but should we celebrate it because this is the reason that we celebrate it? It's wild, man. It's just, oh my God, with the, oh. Ugh. I don't know. It's crazy to me, man. And I don't want to knock anybody for celebrating it. I really don't. I really don't want to chastise anybody. But I do want people to be educated about why and where it comes from, why we celebrate this holiday, where it came from. Follow me? I really do. I mean, I really, really do. I want people to know, because it should be known, because I hate to say it like this, but white people are so good at sweeping other races under the rug. Just, and they stand up in it. And I hate to say it like that. I really do. But, man, it just is what it is. I hate it. We're just going to come over here and take this. And this was never yours. This was always supposed. Thanks for holding it for us. Thank you. Sorry about your whole family being killed or displaced. Sorry about that. But not really, because we're not giving you shit for it. Except for we're going to put you on this reservation and we're going to give you cigarettes, alcohol, and all that bullshit, and smallpox blankets, and all kinds of fucking shit. Why? So what the fuck do those people have to be thankful for, man? Thanks that their country was stolen from them? Thanks that they were slaughtered and massacred? Is that what they have to be thankful for? Man, because that ain't shit to be thankful for, man. I'm sorry. Are we supposed to be thankful that these motherfuckers came over here and killed these people? For this land? Are we supposed to feel thanks for that? Are we? Please, somebody make it make sense.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
No ink? Oh, I need you to print. I need you. Please don't do this. I love you so much. I hate you. You think you're empty? I'm empty.
Do you suffer from cartridge conniptions? Be conniption free thanks to the cartridge-free Epson EcoTank printer. Big ink tanks, a ridiculous amount of ink. Up to 2 years of ink comes in the box. The EcoTank is the perfect cure for...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean any of that.
I meant it! You're mocking me.
The Epson EcoTank. Just fill and chill.
Now, back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
Hey folks, what's happening? Welcome back. Today I'm talking about Thanksgiving and the bullshit that it's on. So, now that we have where this came from and how we got to where we are, the question is do we still celebrate it? Do we still celebrate this holiday? And of course, you know, for most of us, the answer is going to be yes. And the reason why is because, you know, even though the origin of this holiday is bad, it's still necessary to give thanks, to be thankful for good things in your life. But again, like my wife said, do you need a day to tell you to be thankful? No, I don't think you should. I think every day should be a Thanksgiving. I think every day should be a Thanksgiving. I think everybody should break bread with their people at least once a week, once, twice a week. Go sit down and tell your mother on Monday morning that you love her and that you're thankful that she's in your life. You know, go tell your father that, you know, you're thankful that he was there, you know, to throw the baseball with you. You know, whatever it is you got to be thankful for, you know, tell yourself, thank you very much for being an upstanding person, whatever you got to do. But it shouldn't be a set day. I don't think it should be a set day. So for me, I think I will continue to celebrate Thanksgiving, but I will continue to celebrate Thanksgiving every day. I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving every day. And if I eat, I eat. And if I don't, I don't. But I'm going to be thankful every day. I don't need it to be November 20 whatever on a Thursday, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to be thankful for. I don't need that day to tell me to go make a big pot of candy yams or make some collard greens, because I love that stuff anyway. It just seems like we, you know what I mean? It just seems like we wait all year. And not for nothing, a lot of us, we treat family like straight up bullshit, like I said. But then on Thanksgiving, oh, I love you, thank you very much for you. All year long until that day. So it's really... the idea of Thanksgiving is great, but we as people suck at being thankful. We suck at it. Genuinely thankful. Realistically thankful. We suck at it. We are superficial. We are very surface. A lot of us aren't thankful for anything. We have so many disrespectful kids that run around here now these days that are not thankful for anything. And it's just the truth. It's just the truth. Society has become so, that's what it is. And I'm still convinced there's a meteor rocketing right at this motherfucker. I really do. And then maybe it'll make everybody, be thankful for real and understand that we could have had a great, great society, but instead we ended up with this bullshit. So yeah, folks, you can be thankful. But I encourage you to, I mean, if you're going to have your Thanksgiving, I can't, you know, who am I to knock you? You know, have your Thanksgiving, whatever. But acknowledge these people and the sacrifice that they made so that we could all be Americans. Okay? So that we could all be Americans. Let that sink in for a minute.
These people, they died for their land. And they were strong-armed, and they were bulldozed, and they were pushed over. They were marginalized. They were massacred and enslaved. They suffered. And now, all these people standing up here, and it's just, it's disgusting to me to watch these people sit up here and, America, we're Americans, America. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Because you're not really Americans. You're not really Americans. We were born here. I mean, yeah, okay, we're Americans in that way. But we weren't here, okay? So I am thankful. I'm thankful for the Native Americans, for the Native Indigenous people of these lands. I am thankful for you. And I will pray for you, and I am sorry. I am so sorry that this has happened in this way. Because I know deep down in my soul that this could have still happened, but it could have happened a different way. I know that. But I'm sorry that it happened, and I wish that I could take away the pain. You know, for everybody involved, for everyone involved, I wish I could take away that pain that was inflicted on all these people, all these marginalized, swept under the rug people. And I really wish. Listen, one of the things that really bothers me about the whole thing is a lot of these people, they lived and died, lived their entire life, lived and died their entire life oppressing people. They went to their grave thinking that what they were doing was godly and righteous. And I hope they're burning in hell right now. So I'm going to continue to move right along in the podcast by telling you that I am thankful for some things. And I would like to tell you some of the things that I am thankful for. And I hope that everyone here listening has something to be thankful for. Because not everybody does, and I feel that. You know, I see a lot of homeless folks out here, man. A lot of jobless people, homeless whole families. Like homeless whole families, man. You know, but some of these people are the salt of the earth, the sweetest people in the world, give you a shirt off their back with no house, no food, no job, don't know how to do it. And this is America. This is what they have to be thankful for. I see it. It's out here. It's here every day. What do they have to be thankful for? What has America done for them? Where has America the beautiful, land of the free, home of the brave, where has it left those people? What do they have to be thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for those folks also. I'm thankful that they're alive. I'm thankful that they're here. I'm thankful for that. Even if other people are like, fuck those people. Oh yeah, fuck you too. So the first thing I wanted to say that I'm thankful that I'm alive. But I'm thankful for my parents. I really am. I have some good parents. They're not perfect. They, you know, we've been through some things, and they've been split for a long time and remarried, and you know, but I have some wonderful parents. I have some amazing parents. Now, my parents are very different. You know, my father was a teacher, and my mother is a preacher. And it's difficult. It was difficult. My mother became a preacher later, you know, but my mother was always very encouraging. My father was very strict and stern. My father was big on education. My mother was big on follow your heart, chase your dreams. And I was conflicted, but I kind of got a good mix of the two. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that my mother gave me that, I guess that, what am I, the word I'm looking for, the fortitude to go out and chase and follow my dreams and do it no matter what. Do what makes you happy no matter what. Be happy. Do what makes you, that's my mother, do what makes you happy no matter what. Be happy. Because my mother's had so much turmoil in her life. And my father is, make sure that you are upstanding. My father is an upstanding citizen. If you open a dictionary, you put upstanding citizen. My father would be that guy. He's an upstanding, he pays his taxes, and he's an upstanding citizen. He's a teacher, very analytical, extremely smart. And, you know, when I was younger, we didn't have a great relationship. But when I was young, you know, and it's always, my dad's my superhero. You know, my dad is my superhero. He's my Superman, Batman, and everybody rolled up into one. That's my dad. And I still look at him like that. And I'm thankful for my father. So for this Thanksgiving, what I did is I went all out. I'm a baker. I baked a bunch of cakes and things of that nature. And I baked my favorite dessert, which was sweet potato pie. And my second favorite dessert, which is German chocolate cake. I made two of those. And I made like six pies. Four or five pies. I don't remember. Anyway, I made some sweet potato pies. But I made one specifically for my dad because my dad is the reason that I love sweet potato pie because he used to bake them for me when I was young. And I used to really literally get a whooping for standing in front of the stove and eating a whole pie in the middle of the night. But it was just so good. And I learned how to make my own. And I told him, you know, it's just good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I stand here in my underwear in the middle of the night in the kitchen at the stove and eat the sweet potato pies until they're gone. Sorry. But I just can't stop. They're so delicious. I can't. And because of that, I learned how to make them. And my father had expressed this year that he didn't make any pies. And he said that he was feeling like his pie skills were going down. So I made a bunch of sweet potato pies because I was up here at my mother's house for Thanksgiving Day. But I made one pie specifically for my dad. And I drove down to Central Florida to give my dad a pie, to make a pie for my dad and tell him, thank you for giving me this. Thank you for giving me this talent or I don't know, giving me the foresight or the intuition or the interest in this, because I bake because of my dad, not because of my mom, believe it or not. I bake because of my dad. And I've been baking all my life. So I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my wife for being awesome. I have the best wife in the world, by the way, folks. And not to knock everybody else's wife. I'm sure you all have some great wives and you're all great women. But I just want you to know that I have the best wife in the world. And I thank God every day that we swiped right on each other. Because she is my biggest supporter of any person that I've ever met in my life. Any relationship, male or female, like, you know, friends or romantic or whatever. Not that I've been in any romantic relationships with males. Let's get that out there real fast. But any relationship with any person I've ever been in with, whether it be platonic or whatever, she is my biggest fan, my biggest supporter. She pushes me relentlessly. And she does all that while pushing herself. And, you know, not to mention the fact that she just went through one of the hardest surgeries that anybody could ever go through in their entire life. And she did it and she made it look easy. And I just want to tell her that I'm thankful for you, babe. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I am thankful for my siblings. I'm thankful for all the friends that I have. I'm thankful for my fans that listen to my, they told me I had fans. I was like, what? I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that people listen to my podcast. I'm thankful that I'm able to put out content for people to absorb. And I hope that I'm doing a good job at it. I hope so. You know, I want to thank I want to thank so many things. I want to thank so many people. I want to thank my mother's sisters, my aunts, for being just incredible women, incredible people, to, you know, upholding my mother, you know, just making sure that she has. I want to thank so many people, so many situations. I want to thank God. I really do. I mean, everybody knows how I feel about religion, but I do believe in God, and I want to thank God for a lot of things, for my life, regardless of what has happened in it. And like I said, I've had a really tough go of it. You know, I've really had a really tough life. And regardless of how tough it is, I am thankful that I do have a life. I mean, because at one point, I didn't really want to have one. And, you know, being diagnosed with depression, you know, a major depressive disorder, it was not out of the question. But, you know, having and believing in God and seeing, it really did kind of make me believe and understand that I'm loved and people are thankful for me also. And that's something that I have to put into perspective, because, you know, a lot of times I feel like people don't really care, you know, or people aren't really thankful for me. But I do know, and I do feel that people are thankful for me, and that means so much. And just everybody, anybody who feels like I do, just know that there are people that are thankful for you out there. And I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. What else? I'm thankful for good food. I'm thankful for good conversation. Definitely thankful for some good weed. I'm thankful for my life, man. I'm thankful for the life that I've been given. And I'm thankful that I've been blessed with the people that I've been blessed with in my life and the experiences that I've had. I'm thankful for my kids. And I have two boys. I have three boys and a daughter now. I'm thankful for my kids. And I love them all so much, like more than anyone could ever imagine. I love my children. And I just want to let them know that no matter what, man, I'm always going to love you. I'm always going to be thankful for you. I'm always going to be here for you. You know, and I just hope that I'm trying as hard as I can to be a good dad to you. So thanks. And let's see. I want to thank my man Gentry Thomas. Thanks, G. I really do appreciate you, bro. Because I've been doing this podcast now for, this is the 31st episode of the Darren Harris Podcast on the second season. So Gentry giving me this podcast space to get myself together, or, you know, I really use it for talk therapy. And for him to not only give me this platform, but to give me a second platform also, I'm immensely grateful for you and to you for this, man. I really am. And I do consider you to be a very, very good friend of mine, man. And I love you, and I respect your dedication and your hard work. And I'm thankful that you do that, because if you didn't, you know, I mean, there's quite a few of us that you look out for, man. And I know that we're all thankful for you. And I just want to say that, you know, you're a stand-up dude, and anything that you need from me, man, you can give me a shout. Dig it? So, all right, folks. That's seeming like that might be the end of the Darren Harris Podcast today. I love y'all. I'm thankful for you. But I will never celebrate Thanksgiving the same way. I mean, hell, I really didn't even eat any meat this year. So it's changing for me anyway. But I don't think I will be celebrating Thanksgiving on that level or for that reason. I mean, of course, I will celebrate being thankful for my family. But I will also use Thanksgiving as a day of reflection and a day of mourning for the indigenous people of this land. And I hope that everybody will too. I hope that everybody listening or has listened to the end will do the same too, that you will stop for a minute and pause and think about the people who really sacrificed everything so that we could all be here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm Darren Harris, and this has been the Darren Harris Podcast, folks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.